Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702.
Time to talk Acts of Kindness, a part of the program where we speak to an individual or a representative of an organization that is doing very, very important work in that community or in society at large. This morning, we are focusing on the NEA Foundation, which in partnership with Bayer is launching the Charitable Giving Project in Tembisa this coming Wednesday, a nutrition program aimed at securing food, nutritious food for children at schools in that area. Let's find out more from the genesis behind this initiative, and of course, how many people they hope to reach. Devin D'Souza is Legal Director of the NEA Foundation. Devin, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What was the inspiration or the genesis behind this initiative that is kicking off in Tembisa on Wednesday?
So basically, we have been in discussions with Bayer for a number of months now regarding a nutritional program aimed at securing nutritional food for children at EPPs, which is early childhood centers and surrounding schools.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, we're trying to set up school gardens to ensure that we can supplement the meals for these children at these schools.
Yeah.
And Bayer obviously came up with an initiative called Hunger for None. And this is to ensure that no child goes hungry. And so we put a program together to support approximately 23 schools in Gauteng and KZN. Mm-hmm. And the one that you'd obviously mentioned is in Tembisa, which the launch is. And the number of beneficiaries that we're targeting out of this project is 4,200.
Sure. That is quite an ambitious figure, but of course it gives us a sense of the scale of the actual need. What is the state of things amongst the schools and that you are going to be working with in Tembisa?
The main one that is in Tembisa, actually most of the schools that we've actually engaged with and we've already started this program, have very small scale agricultural projects or initiatives already on site that are supplementing the existing kitchen facilities in mm-hmm. schools. Some of the schools actually have a very impressive knowledge on basic farming methods and how to grow. And so it's been a little bit easier to plug into some of these school programs already.
Okay.
The school specifically in Tembisa, one of the main ones, they have approximately 1,700 children at that school alone. Their garden was already quite massive, but it needed a lot of assistance from CapEx initiatives, JoJo tanks, irrigation, mm-hmm. space, seedlings, a lot of equipment, etc. So us, by plugging in through the initiative of Bayer and the farm nearby and two other initiatives and partners on the ground, we've been able to upscale the existing infrastructure to be able to have a massive impact at the school.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really quite encouraging that schools have already taken the initiative to help supplement or to feed their learners. And I wonder, who else is involved in making sure that these gardens thrive? Are kids from the school and teachers from the school part of this initiative, or are community members making sure that this runs and thrives and the kids can focus on school and education?
It's a bit of both, actually. Some of the teachers and educators already at these schools already promote some sort of agricultural aspect within their curriculum. Even though it's maybe not a registered part, they do it as an extra part of the school's basic day today. Mm-hmm. But there are a number of schools that actually have designated gardeners, to which these schools have actually allowed them to grow produce on that site and also integrate the community at large. Because these schools, some of them, aren't actually utilizing their land completely, for either because of the funding from government to expand their schools or just the fact that the school is such on a large piece of land. So the community has already been integrated. The teachers, the gardeners, as well as our partners, we are going to be supporting throughout the year, regularly visiting, setting up the garden for them, training and mentoring them, showing them how to grow with different farming methods, and obviously just supporting them from a training perspective as well, how to actually eventually integrate this into a school curriculum.
Yeah, really fantastic stuff. So, if you can give us, a sense of the end goal that you are aiming for, Devon, as the NEA Foundation. Yes, on Wednesday you'll be at the Bunwelong Primary School in Tembisa. But where do you see this going ultimately?
So it's twofold. One is with Bear, the exciting thing about them is not only they keenly focused on to eradicate hunger in the food space, but they're also not there to just start a project and leave. So they're there to ensure that it's sustainable when they exit or when they go to the next school. So there's, we plan to utilize this project to start these sites and eventually ensure that they become not only sustainable from a food perspective, but ensure that they're able to generate income for the schools when they produce more produce than they can consume.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to convert it into even an entrepreneurial space, so the schools can start generating additional income to supplement, to buy additional resources for the kids or upgrade their schools or buy more equipment for the kitchens. So we want to ensure that this can become a generating income-generating project, as well as a nutritional and educational aspect.
Yeah. How do you envisage the sort of entrepreneurial income generation aspect of this? Are you teaching and imparting skills, business skills, administration skills for the learners in the school, the people involved in the project? Are you also then also looking at helping them gain access to market in some kind of way, or perhaps developing a local market or tapping into local markets within their communities?
It's probably all of the above. One is we cover topics from nutrition, garden layout, soil preparation, mixed farming methods, etc., the whole agricultural aspect. Then we tie that into a lot of these sites have markets for which some of these local community members utilizing their sites. All the schools already are selling some of the produce, even if it's a small scale.
Sure.
The big school for which we are launching in Tembisa already has an existing small market, but we would like to assist them to grow this. So in terms of an access to market, we are assisting them from that. In terms of a business aspect, yes, we will support them for that as well. We'll be teaching them how to utilize and what to grow, what produce produces the most income and the best nutritional aspect. Mm-hmm. And also, like I said before, using different farming methods such as spin farming, which is utilizing small spaces to generate the most crops out of that. And in return, essentially generating the most income. But the first aspect is to feed as many as we can. And once we're doing that, if there's excess, we can utilize that for an additional income generating stream.
Lovely. Devon, we're going to have to leave it right there. But all the best on Wednesday's launch. And no doubt you'll be back on Weekend Breakfast to give us an update on how things are going. We'll definitely make time to catch up with you as we go along. Devon D'Souza is a legal director of the NEA Foundation.